Here's an interesting situation that might become a piece of obscure trivia someday. Daniel Meyer was among six finalists this past season to become the next music director of the Fresno Philharmonic in California. The person who won the position is Ray Hatoda. Now, Hatoda is one of six finalists to succeed Meyer on the podium of the Asheville Symphony. That intersection isn't all that rare in the world of professional conducting. Meyer has the easy answer to why.
There have always been more conductors than spaces for the conductors to work, and I know that every community only has one.
Such is the nature of the business that most conducting jobs are with part-time orchestras. That is, Meyer still holds the music directorship in Erie, Pennsylvania, and Hatoda is just beginning in Fresno, so both are still on the hunt for other dependable work.
Every time I'm on the podium, I'm auditioning. I have to not only prove myself, but I have to be on every single time.
I spoke with Meyer and Hatoda about this business, their strategies, approaches, and motivations, the lessons they've learned. I asked, what does it take to craft long, satisfying careers in one of the world's most competitive fields?
For me, it's not about the job more than making great music and how do we get there. And so I just look forward to the next conducting opportunity that I have.
But let's be real. These conductors need to make a winning impression with the musicians, the board, the audience. Now that they're finalists, that impression starts with programming. How will these conductors craft a concert experience that wins everyone over? Hatoda took perhaps the greatest reach and risk among the Asheville finalists. Between staples from Dvorak and Tchaikovsky, Hatoda is leading the orchestra through a tabla concerto by the Sri Lankan composer Dinuk Wijeratne. Hatoda hasn't presented this piece anywhere else, so it will be as new for her as it is for the musicians.
You know, you always take a risk when you program something contemporary and the first time you're with an orchestra. Unfortunately, it's trial by fire. For me, it's always been that way, and something doesn't work, it really doesn't work. And you learn not to do that again.
So speaking of trial by fire, Hatoda related a story any conductor would find harrowing. One time, her musicians stood up during a rehearsal to tell her they didn't like the piece of music before them and they weren't going to perform it in concert.
I said, well, you know, let us finish this rehearsal and at least read through it and then have a discussion afterwards about the situation. So it's a matter for the leadership role to say, this is why we're doing it, and this is why it's important. You might not like it, but the audience might love it.
Now, what happens in the concert hall is only the most visible piece of what has become a wide-reaching job. There are educational runouts to schools and civic groups, lunches and receptions, and rounds of golf with donors and sponsors, and there's the role of ambassador for the city's arts community to civic leaders and citizens at large.
When I was going through school, we never discussed any of the off-podium responsibilities of a conductor, and I wish we had, frankly. It becomes more and more important to establish a rapport and a relationship with your donors and with your audience, and no longer can you just devote yourself to your art.
Meyer's bottom line advice to every candidate, think of Asheville as a unique community.
One of the answers to that question is to take people seriously and respect them and don't dumb things down for them, but set the bar higher and higher.
Each organization has their own agenda, and if my resume fits their agenda, then great. But if it doesn't, then that means for me, you know, it's so cliche to say, but it wasn't meant to be.
I'm very excited about the future of this orchestra. I'm very pleased with the journey that we've made, and I feel confident that when I hand over the music directorship of this orchestra, it will only continue to grow and flourish and thrive and get better.
Hatoda is on the podium at Thomas Wolfe Auditorium October 21st, and Meyer returns for his farewell concert with the orchestra on New Year's Eve. If you haven't heard the first of this two-part series, you can find it online at bpr.org. I'm Matt Pikin for Blue Ridge Public Radio News.